Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
There has been growing concern surrounding the stability of power supplies in recent weeks and in turn the huge impact it would have on energy prices for the consumer this winter. Now, the Taoiseach has said the government will use the upcoming budget to protect people on lower incomes from the impact of rising energy costs. But with some companies already hiking prices by over 15%, is that enough to put people's minds at ease? Well, I'm joined now by Chairperson of the Commission for Regulation of Utilities, Aoife McEvilly. You're very welcome. Thank you for coming in today. Is your office involved in approving the recent price rises that we've seen?
No. So we have a competitive market, and for some years now, we haven't regulated energy prices. So we have about 14 competing electricity and gas companies in the market offering value and choice to customers. And they make their own decisions around price increases. And as you say, unfortunately, due to a series of circumstances that are international market driven, there have been a number of price increases in recent weeks and months. This will create pressure for customers over the coming winter. I think we're particularly acknowledging that some of these customers are still recovering from COVID-related challenges. So it is important that we talk about the protections that are in place for customers for the forthcoming winter.
Okay, and we'll get to that in a moment. But are you convinced that these price rises are necessary?
So what we're seeing is a reaction to underlying market drivers, and these are international in nature. Some of the key drivers are rising international gas prices, and we see this across Europe in a similar scale and internationally. The rising cost of carbon emission trading, and that's part of our global transformation to low carbon fuels. And actually, ironically, low wind. So it has been one of the lowest wind seasons since the 1960s, we're told, and that has meant we've had less wind generation on the system and we're having to run more expensive carbon intensive plants over the past while. So what we're seeing in terms of the retail prices is a reaction to those international drivers.
So tell us a little bit more about protection for consumers, because I'm sure you're aware people are really, really worried about what's coming this winter.
Absolutely. And I mean, the scale of the challenges, the cumulative increases we've seen probably add around €500 to an annual bill for a customer of electricity and gas together. So that is significant. So some of the main options there for customers are, first of all, make sure you're on the best tariff. So even while all prices are generally rising, do shop around or talk to your existing supplier and just ask them, are you on the best tariff? Are there discounts available if you go online or direct debit, if that's a possibility? And with 500 million customers now with smart meters, could you avail of a time of use tariff that would help? I think the other issue is that, you know, customers will find it difficult to pay bills, and there's already people in debt in the market at the moment. And the most important thing is to engage with their energy supplier. There's an energy engage code, which means that an engaging customer will be offered options to prevent disconnections. And those options include payment plans, so you can pay down debt over a longer period, or prepay meters that help you budget at times of difficulty. And I think the other area that we're aware there isn't much information for customers, but there's protections for vulnerable customers there, and many people aren't aware of that. So if you happen to be particularly challenged around disconnections by reasons of age or illness, or if you are dependent on electrically assistive devices in your home, you can register as a vulnerable customer with your supplier and you will have additional protections in place. So these are all the areas we'd like to make sure customers are aware.
And this information is available on the CRU website, is it?
CRU.ie okay. Has a one-stop shop of information for customers.
And when it comes to rising prices, is there any light at the end of the tunnel here?
I think we're in for a difficult winter, and when we look ahead, it is well into 2022 before we see some easing in those global drivers that I spoke about. So it's really about preparing customers for this winter and ensuring that they're aware of those protections.
Okay. At an Oireachtas committee recently, you or one of your colleagues said that the low carbon future will not be costless. Is this what we're paying for here, in part at least?
I think we were talking about a longer term perspective, and what we were talking about there is the need to invest over time in new generation capacity, new transmission infrastructure, and we were seeing a more gradual cost increase over time to pay for that. I think what we're looking at now again is an unusual set of circumstances, and the scale of the increase in gas prices would not have been something we were thinking about. So just by way of example, the gas price on average for August of last year was about 22 cent per therm. It's €1.20 in August this year, and it's actually increased again in September. So that was a scale of increase that really we hadn't anticipated. We were talking about a more gradual impact of the transition and the need to invest in the kind of infrastructure that will support a low carbon future.
And in the UK, we're seeing that energy companies in some cases are collapsing and they need bailouts. Are we likely to see that here? And if why are we different if it's not happening here or not about to happen?
Yeah, there are different factors in the UK market, and we have seen over the last, I think, 18 months, two suppliers withdraw from the Irish market, but they did so by selling their customers on, and it was a gradual exit, if you like. And what we're seeing in the UK is more sudden overnight collapses, and there's different factors at play in the GB market as to why that might be the case, but we have similar protections in place. Like, there's no doubt suppliers are under pressure from the rising prices as well. There are protections like supplier of last resort to ensure that customers will always have supplies no matter what happens in the market.
Okay. Do you expect that some of the players in the market will leave?
We have no expectation around that. All we can say is that they would also be under pressure because the cost base that they're using is so much higher than it would have been some time ago.
Now, we've had two amber warnings this month about supply, and we've all heard the warnings, of course, about higher consumer prices. Why is this happening? The warnings about supply, is that completely different to what we've just been talking about, the increase in prices?
There's actually some areas of parallel there. So in particular, what's happened in the Irish market over the last year is that two of our largest gas-fired generators have gone out on long-term outage, and that's placed pressure on margins, capacity margins in the system, which actually would probably not have given rise to the amber alerts had it not been for the fact that we have that very, very low wind yield. So if we'd had a consistent wind capacity over the summer and into autumn, probably might have avoided those amber alerts. But with low wind and that gas capacity offline, it has created that tight margin, which is translating to amber alerts.
When is it expected that those two plants will be back up and running?
Yeah, so we're working closely with those plants along with Ergrid, the TSO, and they're coming back up in October and November. So they'll be there in time for the winter peak. And on that basis, we will be in better shape for this winter, probably still tight, but manageable, which is the advice from Ergrid.
You can understand that when people hear about amber alerts, they get very concerned about supply in this country. Is supply at risk?
So at the moment, we have, I think, good resilience in our system. Obviously, the return to operation of those two plants is really important, but we have had a long history of keeping the lights on in Ireland, and we're working to do that. And I think that we have faced some particular challenges over the last few weeks, but we're working through those now. To be fair, I think for most customers, the big challenge for this winter will be the increasing prices.
Okay, what about data centres? How much pressure do they place on our energy resources?
Yeah, so data centre demand growth is a key factor more in the medium term that we've been looking at. It is sort of a different demand growth than we've seen from any other sector in the economy. And the type of projections that Ergrid has given us is that Irish electricity demand is likely to increase by between a third and 50% by 2030. And that's primarily driven by this one sector of data centre demand. So we've been consulting on a new connection policy for those data centres because we think it's really important that they are part of the solution to the challenges they pose to the energy system.
They should supply their own energy. surely.
Well, what we'd love them to do is think about on-site generation so that in particularly at peak times, they can come off and support the system that way. They can offer flexibility services. Some of them can actually move their data processing across the globe and reduce their energy requirement in Ireland at short notice. They could have low carbon options like maybe solar and battery storage on site. So it's all about trying to build additional flexibility into that system so they can help us at peak. And if they do that, they are part of the solution. And that's what our connection policy is about, and in just ensuring that they are part of the solution.
But it's a huge demand, isn't it? I mean, up 50% increase, you said, before 2030.
Yes.
Because of the data centres that we're allowing to be built here.
Yeah, I mean, we would have seen some demand growth because of economic growth, because of new housing, because of electrification, but that's the primary driver. So that's why we're taking a different measure for that sector. It just really is exceptional in terms of the impact.
The Business Post at the weekend reported that Ireland could lose this new Intel plant, a huge plant, 80 billion, I think, is their investment, because of energy and water constraints, and 10,000 jobs linked to that potential development, and huge reputational damage if we're knocked off the shortlist because of our constraints on our energy. Is that an issue, do you think, for foreign direct investment?
Well, what I would say is the challenges that Ireland are facing at the moment, the higher prices and tighter margins, are not unique to Ireland. So we're seeing this across Europe and internationally. We're in the midst of a transition to a low carbon future. There's a huge investment in new types of generation capacity and network infrastructure. And at times like that, you know, across the globe, there's pressure on systems. So I don't think the challenges that we're facing are unique. And we are investing. We have increased the level of investment that's available to the likes of Irish Water, ESB Networks, Airgrid, Gas Networks Ireland, to the extent that it's needed to provide resilience, to ensure that we have increasing supplies and resilience of supplies and energy and water. So we will work to ensure that we can meet the demand. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Are you aware, though, that international companies who have invested here have concerns around our energy and resources?
I think at times of tight margins and higher prices, we will always hear those concerns. And I don't think it is confined to international players. I think there's concerns across all households and businesses at the moment facing into a winter of higher prices, absolutely. But we will get through this. We have confidence that the system will deliver.
OK, so the takeaway message is the bill's going up by €500 this winter, and contact your provider.
Absolutely. Check in with your supplier, make sure you're on the best tariff, switch if you're not, and be aware that you have protection there, and keep engaging with your supplier if in difficulty.
Aoife McEvely, thank you very much for coming in today. That's the chairperson of the Commission for Regulation of Utilities.